Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. And as always, if you have any questions for Gail, our guest today, or any questions in general about Wellness Radio, email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us, and we'll get an answer right out to you. Okay, we've had a couple people do that, and it works.
Okay. Sounds good.
Welcome back. We are joined by Gail Sofer. She is the founder and executive director of the Mindful Warrior Project. And this is going to be a fun segment because Gail's going to actually walk us through the front door and kind of share with us how this project works for veterans and some of the things that they do. And yes, Maria?
But first of all, you know, I think we need a little bit of an explanation of what it means to be mindful. You know, if you tell somebody, are you mindful? What do you mean by being mindful? Well, I guess I am, you know. But then they do something totally that is not being mindful at all. So, in kind of a little explanation, what do you mean by being mindful? What is, when one is being mindful?
So, that to me, in a way, is very simple. It means being aware, being a little more, having your wits about you. Not being too scattered or your focus all over the place. And I guess the basic word would be aware. So I'm aware of I'm standing in a room. I'm aware of there are other people in the room. I'm aware of the temperature. I'm aware of feeling hungry. I'm aware of having a headache. It isn't, I love the contrast between talking about mindfulness and meditation, because there are a lot of impressions of meditation, whereas mindfulness is simply being aware, and it's not trying to get to any particular state. I mean, it's interesting. Mindfulness is not necessarily about being relaxed. That may be one of the great fringe benefits, but it's being
aware.
Aware.
Is it kind of like a good example? I know a lot of people, friends and relatives, that are they're great. I mean, they are sweethearts. They will do anything for you, but they're not aware of, to the extent of how they'll do anything for anybody, you know, and they, out of their goodness of their heart, but they're not aware of their own, health. I mean, not health, their well-being. You know, their bodies, you know, they might do things, get to the point of exhaustion, but they'll do it because they said they'll do it. And you know, they're not reading their own body. They're not, you know, they're not aware about, they're not being mindful of their own well-being.
Yeah.
And sometimes I tell them.
Especially these days, I mean, with the amount of.
Even mothers, parents do that.
No, it's the same way. It's a lot easier to see someone else's faults than your own.
Yes.
It's a lot easier to take care of other people than to take care of ourselves. It's a lot easier to be aware of our cell phones and our iPhone watches and everything coming at us than to be aware of ourselves.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.